It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball as the Cats play host to the rival Lancaster Golden Gales. Hi, everybody, and happy holidays. I'm Brian Mays. Welcome to our season opener of Newark Wildcat Basketball exclusively here on Kate 98.7. Newark comes in 1-0, starting the season 10 days ago, defeating Grove City by a final of 48-42. They led from start to finish in that ball game, led by Leah Eckenrode. The freshman had 19 points. Callie Geller added 11. Addie Hall and Megan Harrod had 7 points, and Emma Quackenbush had 4 points in the season-opening victory. Now they take on Lancaster in an OCC Buckeye tilt, and the Gales have 2 games under their belt. They lost at home to Pickerington North 55-46, and then this past Saturday they defeated Walnut Ridge 51-38. Opening up a close game after one quarter with a 21-7 second quarter for a 20-point halftime lead and cruising to their first victory of the season. So they come in with a record of 1-1. As we mentioned, the Cats unbeaten after one contest. Last year, Newark with a record of 9-14 with a very, very young ball club, 5-5 in the OCC. Lancaster, a good season last year overall, 14-11, but only 3-7 in conference play. These two squads split the season series last year, Lancaster winning at home 62-33, and Newark victorious here at the Jimmy by a final of 51-42. We talked about how young Newark was last year. Just one senior, Gabby Pistorius, who played just a tremendous leadership role last year for that ball club and has since graduated. And now it's an experienced ball club. 5 seniors, 1 junior, 3 sophomores, and we talked about Leah Eckenrode as the lone freshman. So there are high expectations for this ball club, who had their first losing season in just over a decade last year. It should be turned around. And one of the reasons why, not only with the amount of offensive firepower coming back, but also who will be amongst the sidelines, and that is former Reynoldsburg head coach Jack Pertell, who won a state title with the Raiders in 2022. He is now taken over as the head coach of the Newark Wildcats and brings a wealth of experience with him. And speaking of Coach Pertell, we'll hear from him next as the pregame continues as we get ready for Newark and Lancaster here on your exclusive home of Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
You know, getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Well, Coach, first of all, were there jitters and buds after being away for a bit and then back on the sidelines? How was it in that first game?
Yeah, it was different, you know, just being at a new school and having new kids and playing a really good team right off the bat. Everybody was a little, anticipating, a little bit of nervousness, and I think the kids were, and I think the staff, we were too.
But it was a good, hard-fought, early good test for you, and you guys did lead from start to finish, and I really thought did a good job on the defensive side of the ball, especially starting in that second quarter.
Yeah, we did. We made some good things happen on defense. You know, we weren't there yet, and I'm hoping tonight, after 10 days, it'll look a little bit different then, but, you know, the kids played extremely hard. We dominated the boards, and we shot the ball, which is why we won the game.
And you mentioned the 10 days. What's that like, having a game and then having just to practice for 10 days? What have you kind of been focusing on without the game experience?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Brian. We went back and we just did a lot of fundamentals. We take an hour every day and work on, you know, our shell defense, and we work on closeouts and boxouts and just things that we, after we watched the film, identified as stuff that we could really get better at. And just knowing who our man was, you know, we come in and just nobody even knew who they had. And it was frustrating for us. So we just did those things, and, you know, we added a couple of new little wrinkles. And, you know, we had a couple of days off in there. We had Thanksgiving off, and we had, you know, with the Ohio State game, we didn't practice that day. But the rest of the time, I felt like we got better.
Talk about, and it's obviously a team game, but watching Leah Eckenrode play as a freshman, I think we can remove the freshman mantra already, but aggressive to the rack, but also can hit that long range jumper.
She played extremely well, and she's a great shooter, great kid, great family, and she gets an open spot. She's not shy either, you know, and I, you know, haven't had to tell her not to shoot it because she makes them, you know. So we're looking forward to how she progresses through the year. We think she's going to be really special.
And Emma, I know the shot maybe hasn't fallen quite yet, but in the scrimmage against New Albany and in the game against Grove City, she's a stat stuffer doing a lot of different things.
She is. And she, you know, I think she was disappointed with, you know, how many points she scored there. But I told her she played. She had like 6 assists and, yeah, not, and 9 rebounds. And I thought her floor game was excellent. And she had a really good practice yesterday. So I'm anticipating her playing well tonight.
And that was the other thing. I thought that in that first game, nobody really forced it. Even when the shots may have gotten a little bit cold, nobody really thought, I got to get a shot here. There was good patience, I thought.
You know, that's something we work real hard on, you know, taking good shots. You know, it's easy just to come down and throw up the first shot you get. But, you know, we try to make sure we get a little bit of ball reversal and the right kids are taking the right shots at the right time.
Lancaster comes in 1-1. They've had 2 games within the last week. Is that an advantage for them, having 2 games in the last 5 to 7 days?
I don't think so. I mean, we went down and watched them on Tuesday against Pickerington North, and then they played Walnut Ridge on Saturday night. And so, you know, they do have an extra game on us. And they have a lot of letter win back. I know they have at least 5 or 6 letter winners back from last year, and they had a pretty good season last year. So we're expecting a really competitive game tonight, and hopefully we shoot like we did the other night.
They had good defensive pressure in the second quarter against Ridge and also hit 9 threes. So it seems like they want to spread you out defensively.
Oh, they can shoot. Yeah, we know. We got to knock them off that line. And we've been practicing for that to make sure that, you know, we don't just give them open looks out there. We got to contest every shot out there. And our pressure needs to be good tonight. We need to pressure their guards and pressure everybody, you know, just – and make them uncomfortable.
So are we looking up-tempo from both ball clubs, you think?
I think yes. I think it'll be up and down, you know, and I think they'll do some different stuff to us, and we will to them as well.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the high school basketball game exclusively here on Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget, Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Henry Hunter.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with car convenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
Great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Back here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, getting ready for Newark and Lancaster. OCC Buckeye tilt. And we are getting ready for the starting lineups. Dusty Miller, the head coach in Lancaster, has been leading the Lady Gales since 2016. And again, solid year last year with a record of 14-11. And Jack Bertel in his first year at Newark with one win under his belt. And with that victory, Coach Bertel's overall career record now 528 victories against just 213 defeats. With that state title at Reynoldsburg in 2022, he had some great battles against Coach Shoemade and the Newark Lady Wildcats in the late 2000s. As the Wildcats made a couple of runs to the Final Four as well. The OCC Buckeye, between those two, along with Pickerington Central, what a trio of great, great programs. And we're going to see some tremendous battles moving forward. So a little bit more of a delay here, but now we are getting ready for tonight's starting lineup. For Lancaster, their starting lineup will be Amalian Chevalier. She is a senior. Harper Allen is another upperclassman. She is a junior. Lily Stoughton, a senior. And the other two starters, Kai Pugh, the leading scorer after two ball games, she's a senior. And Molly Stedman rounds out the starting lineup as a junior. So it's Pugh, Stedman, Allen, Stoughton, and Chevalier for the Lancaster Golden Gales. For the Newark Wildcats, your starting lineup will include a couple of outstanding sophomores, Callie Giller, All-Ohio performer last year. She will start along with Emma Quackenbush, both the Super Softs. Adding to the starting lineup will be senior Addie Hall. The other senior, Megan Harrett, will start in the post for the Lady Cats. And rounding out the starting lineup is freshman Leah Eckenrode. Again, had 19 points in her season debut, career debut, however you want to look at it. But she was almost unstoppable against Grove City with 19 of the team's 48 points. So again, it's Quackenbush, Geller, Hall, Eckenrode, and Harrett for Newark. Both teams are out on the floor as we get set for Wildcat basketball. Glad you could join us here for this 2024-25 campaign. Should be an interesting. Quackenbush will jump center. Cats going right to left, and the opening tip is controlled by Newark. Looking inside already, Harrett along the left baseline. Gets cut off. She'll swing it back up top to Geller, and she'll set up the offense. Lancaster starts out in man-to-man. Quackenbush back up top. Geller. Right wing it goes to Quackenbush outside the arc. Emma looking to make something happen. Now Addie Hall cuts inside. She's cut off. Harrod has it outside the right wing. Inside Geller puts it up and in. Good ball movement that time by the Cats, leading to a good basket, and it's 2-0 Newark as we start with 7:26 remaining first quarter. Lancaster breaks the press. They move quickly down the floor, and the shot is blocked by Quackenbush as Stoughton went up. But Emma said, not in my lane, knocked out of bounds. It will be Lancaster basketball. So, Adesope, Geller, Quackenbush, Hahn, and Hall as Pugh hits her second foul shot. 15-14 Newark, 50 seconds remain first quarter. Quackenbush, in it goes to Geller. Back to Quackenbush. Callie still in the backcourt. Nice spin. Adesope has it. Off it goes to Hahn. She wastes no time to launch a three, and the lefty drills it. Elena Hahn. That is the 4-3 by Newark in this first quarter. Cats up by four, 18-14. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Lancaster underneath their basket with 29 seconds to play. Elena got that and launched it quickly, and it tickled the twine to give the Cats a four-point lead here as we close out quarter number one. Stedman to inbound it, and in it goes, and wide open, but the shot no good by Stoughton. Knocked out of bounds. It will go over to the Lady Cats with 26 seconds remaining. 18-14, Newark by four. See if the Cats play for one here. Geller over to Quackenbush across the timeline. Quackenbush swings it to Adesope. 12 seconds to go first quarter. Quackenbush has it way out near the timeline. Over goes to Geller. Goes off her foot, and that will be an over and back. Just slipped off her hand for a second, but unfortunate bounce hit her right off the shoe, and it went into the backcourt, so that is a violation. So Lancaster will get a final shot here with five ticks in this first quarter, down by four. And it goes to Stedman. Stedman going to the left elbow, takes it all the way in, lays it up at the buzzer. Good first quarter. Newark 18, Lancaster 16. Back with quarter number two. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on K98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
This time of year, Santa's everywhere. Saturday, December 7th from 9 until 10:30, he'll be at the Pataskala Oaks Care Center. And you, your child, or your favorite young person can join him for breakfast. Enjoy a continental breakfast, printed photo with Santa, cookies. turkey decorating, and more. Lots of sticky, delicious fun. Tickets are just $10 per child. Questions? Drop an email to activities@PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Make a new holiday memory with us.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
We start the second quarter here at the Jimmy. 18-16, Newark by 2 over Lancaster. Loose ball, and we might have another jump, and we will. And this one will go back to Lancaster. Cats had six players score in that first quarter, and again, four three-pointers. So shooting the ball well when you're able to get shots up against both these good defenses. And we got a travel in the backcourt. Emma Metpugh right there, and she forced her into a travel. So back-to-back turnovers to start this second quarter. Eckenrode had 5 points to lead the way for Newark. Three for Emma Quackenbush, Issa Anderle, and Elena Hahn, all with three, and two for Callie Geller and Addie Hall. Molly Stedman led it for Lancaster with seven after one quarter. Cats with it. Eckenrode right elbow. Looks to take it in. Double team. Back up top, Emma Quackenbush. Now to Geller. Geller. Lancaster back to the man-to-man after they played a little bit of zone, but not very long. Hall. Takes it into the paint. Strawn puts it up and in. Count it and one. Oh, strong move by Addie Hall. Real aggressive to the right side of the paint, and she's got a chance for a three-point play. Hall at the line looking for point number five. On the way, in and out. And the rebound by Lancaster. 20-16, Cats by four. Across the timeline, it's Stedman. The junior takes it into the paint. Nice spin move with the left hand. No good. And ball on the ground. Out of bounds it will be. Newark basketball. A Stoughton got the offensive carom, but she fell to the floor. Lancaster fans thought it might have been a foul. No call. And it goes back to Newark at 7:05 before halftime. And the Cats up by four, 20-16. Wide open underneath. It's Hall. Puts it up and in. That's how you break the press. Addie, nice cut to the basket. Easy layup. She's now got six, and that's the lead for Newark in this second quarter at 6:45 to play. Bounce pass knocked away. Addie Hall, nice pass to Callie Geller. She'll lay it up and in. Cats defense again getting it done. 24-16 as the lead balloons to eight. Pugh. And we're going to have a timeout, Lancaster. We'll take one as well. Newark 24, Gale 16. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
At Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Lincoln County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Side out for Lancaster after their second tall timeout, trailing 24-16 with 6:20 remaining in this second quarter. Stedman, she loves to drive. She does it again, puts it off the glass. Why not? Molly Stedman with nine, half of her team's points, 24-18. Newark looking to break the press again. Oh, beautiful head fake by Hahn. Misses the shot. Harris there for the rebound, puts it up and in. They are now figuring out this Lancaster press. As Herrick gets on the board, and it's 26-18. Stedman tries to swing it. Here's a steal. Geller ahead of the pack. It's Eckenrode to Tally. Layup good. Oh, the Cats defense getting it done. biggest lead, 28-18. And a foul on Cali with some hand touching right there. I've got her for her first one there. Cats 10-2 so far, outscoring Lancaster in this second quarter, leading by 10, 28-18. 5:39 second quarter. Stedman, who's been getting it done for Lancaster, she has the basketball. Off it goes to Stoughton. Stoughton getting a couple screens, nowhere to go. Pugh has it now outside the arc. Chevalier, back up top Pugh. She's thinking about a three, but decides, nope, not going to do it. Harper looking to drive right baseline. She's cut off and throws it away. Newark's defense really taking Lancaster out of what they want to do right now. 28-18, Newark by 10. And it goes to Geller in the backcourt. Cali brings it across the timeline. Eckenrode to Quackenbush, right wing. Inside Geller, that's got to be a foul, and it is. Foul on Stoughton. Be her first. Team foul number two in this second quarter. Just under five to play. Second quarter, Cats up by 10, 28-18. Emma underneath the basket, looking to get it in, and she does to Geller. Left wing, Eckenrode. She's ready for a three. Bingo! Leah Eckenrode now with eight, her second trifecta of the evening, and it's 31-18 Newark. And the pressure continues. Stedman, though, breaks it, takes it all the way in, and Quackenbush gets her second block of the night. Out of bounds, it will stay Gales basketball. I got a little smile from Emma after that block. Really has done a lot of, little bit of everything, I guess you could say. Steals, assists, rebounds, block shots. And the scoring will come. Don't worry about that. Here's a three on the way, and it's way off the mark by Lancaster. Out of bounds, Cats basketball. Little danger time here for the visiting Gales. Down by 13 at 31-18 with 4.5 to play, second quarter. Geller. Good dribbling. Gets across the timeline. Always got away from the double team and now gets the foul on Stedman. She just always moved her body just enough away that the double team could never come, and then Stedman was chasing her into the front court, and she gets whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number three on Lancaster. Emma in front of the Lancaster bench. Into Geller, back to Quackenbush, left wing. Quackenbush. Geller, top of the key, right wing. That is Hall. Eckenrode looking inside to Herod. Got position inside. She'll put it up. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lancaster. And we're going to have a foul. Stoughton got the rebound, and then she was double-teamed. See who the foul's on here. Foul was on Quackenbush. That'll be her second. And it goes to Allen. Allen. And her pass knocked away by Eckenrode. Coast to coast, lay it up and in. She's not a freshman. She is not a freshman. And here's a steal by Hall. Ball on the floor. Geller gets it. And jump ball. It should be Newark basketball. And it is. Good hustle by Addie Hall. Hahn will come in. And Hall will sit after a good hustle play by Addie Hall. 33-18, Newark by 15 points here. Geller to Quackenbush. Quackenbush swings it over. Hahn looking inside. Geller gets a pick from Hare, top of the key. Now Hahn, left wing, bounce pass to Hare. Tough pass to catch, and out of bounds it will go over to Lancaster. A little bit of miscommunication there, as Hahn thought she was posting up, and she came out to get it along the left baseline. So turnover. Lancaster gets it back, down by 15. Allen across the timeline looking to push it. She'll swing it over and now taking it in and putting the shot up, blocked by Harrett. And hey, how about a jump ball? Why not? Boy, have we had a lot of jump balls in this first half. But it shows the hustle of both players. But good block by Harrod on Stoughton. Lancaster baseline out of bounds. Pugh will inbound it. She only has 1 point. Newark's done a great job on her in this first half. Up top, Allen. Allen right wing it goes. Chevrolet. And pass knocked out of bounds. Lancaster basketball. 3:06 before halftime. 33-18. Newark, comfortable lead at the moment by 15 points. Has only given up 2 points in this second quarter so far. In it goes. Back up top. Chevrolet for three. Got it. Announcer jinx, I know. Second three of the night by Lancaster. And lead now is at 12, 33-21. Loose ball, Newark, and they throw it away. Haven't seen that mental lapse really all evening like that, but it is now back-to-back turnovers by Newark. Angeles comes in, and Hahn will sit. So Lancaster a chance here to make a little push before the break. Up, should say down, 33-21. Side out. And it goes to Pugh. Geller's hounding her. Pugh stops, top of the key. Here's Allen, right wing. And up top, ball is stolen away by Quackenbush. Emma read it perfectly. She'll lay it up and in. Lot of layups tonight off the Cats defense. And a momentum switch right there. Lead back up to 14 at 35-21 with 2:25 remaining. Second quarter. Allen with it. Here's Pugh, top of the key. She wants to get a shot off, but Quackenbush not letting her. She does keep her dribble, though. Now Allen on the right wing, cutting inside, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Lancaster. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays from Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Second quarter, 2:10 remains in it. Newark up by 14, 35-21. And it goes to Chevrolet for Lancaster. And Cats with a little matchup zone right now off the inbounds. Pugh has it top of the key. Kai will bring it way out near half court. Over goes to Allen. Allen looking inside. Stoughton's got it back to Allen. Along the baseline is Nagel. She'll swing it to Pugh. Cats good defense here, making Lancaster work. Pugh gets a call from the coach. 1:33 remains. The longest possession of the first half by far. Pugh has it way out front. Giller knocks it away. Kai gets it back. Stoughton swings it over along the left wing. 1:18 left, second quarter. Pugh finally open for a three, but it's short, and Quackenbush with a good rebound. Off it goes to Eckenrode. Eckenrode, right wing. She wants to take it in. She takes it with a left hand, but it's short. Good aggressive move, though, by the freshman. Does fall up short. 1 minute to play in this first half. 35-21. Allen a three. No good. Rebound by Eckenrode. Off to Quackenbush. Across the timeline. Now it goes to Eckenrode. Left wing it goes, Angelis. And they're going to say she traveled. I necessarily didn't see it, but the ref was right there, so we'll say it was the right call. 43 seconds remaining second quarter. Newark 35, Lancaster 21 in this OCC Buckeye tilt. First league matchup for both ball clubs. Second game of the year for Newark, third game for Lancaster. Cats unbeaten after one contest. Lancaster comes in 1-1. Stedman, who had 9 points early, has not scored in quite a while. She now has it in the baseline. She'll take it up blocked by Eckenrode, but they are going to call a foul. And I think that is the third. So she will have to sit for the remainder of this first half. Akron Road with 9 points and stays at nine as she misses the first foul shot. Hahn and Hall check in for Newark. Akron Road and Geller will sit for the final 28 seconds. Stedman gets the ball for the second foul shot. That's no good. And the rebound by Harrett. Megan trying to get someone to basketball, and she does across the timeline to Hahn. Angelis, left wing. Here comes a double team. She dribbles away from it. And a turnover. It goes off the hands of Hahn with 12 seconds to play. So Newark, a couple turnovers here near the end of the first half. Still up by double digits at 14, 35-21. 12 seconds remain. See what Lancaster tries to do here on what should be the final possession of this first half. And it goes to Pugh. Kai Pugh across the timeline. Gives it off to Stedman. Top of the key. Into the paint. Her runner. No good. And let's see what happens. Ball on the floor. Harrett took a shot to the face here at the break. Have to check on her as she is still down on the floor. I couldn't tell if she was smacked in the face, hit in the back of the head, but the training staff will take a look and we'll update you when we come back. At the break, Newark 35, Lancaster 21. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Rent to Own has tech toys the kids beg for. The iPhone 15, AirPods, an HP laptop, an Amazon tablet, the game systems you know they want, an Xbox X, PS5, Nintendo Switch, or a gaming computer. R2O has the younger kids covered too with playsets, battery-operated power wheels, twin bunk beds, and more. Get up to 4 weeks free by shopping in-store or online at R2O.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Discover the joy of gift giving by shopping your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores this holiday season. Offering a treasure trove of unique finds and sparkling surprises perfect for everyone on your list. Shopping at your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores not only fills your heart with joy, but also supports the mission to strengthen community and create job opportunities. Celebrate the spirit of giving with purpose and style. Spread good cheer knowing you're making a difference. Shop smart. Shop Goodwill.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hendrick Honda.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with car convenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hendrick Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HendrickHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hendrick Honda.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Halftime here at Newark. Lady Wildcats leading Lancaster 35-21, led by Leah Eckenrode, who has 10 points. 6 points each for Addie Hall and Callie Geller. 5 points for Emma Quackenbush. And 3 points for Issa Angelis and Alana Hahn. 2 for Maiden Harrett. Cats led after one quarter 18-16, but a strong second quarter, outscoring the Gales 17-5 to give them this 35-21 halftime score. Our halftime now continues with this halftime spotlight from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
November 27th, that's the official start date for the high school basketball season in the Buckeye State. The college basketball season's been underway for about 3 weeks. The Ohio State men's basketball team looks to make a run next March under first-year head coach and Sandusky native Jake Diebler. The Buckeyes are also relying on several Ohioans to lead and produce this season. Adam Jardy covers the Ohio State men's basketball team for the Columbus Dispatch, and he'll join me to discuss a true freshman from Central Ohio who could become a household name very soon. That's next. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
In Ohio, public education matters, and every day, Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to advocate for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child thrives. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of our 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game. Because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
November is an ideal month to plant trees in Ohio because the soil is still warm, which reduces the transplant stress. Plus, trees require less water in November than in the heat of the summer, allowing roots to grow in the cooler temperatures. When planting trees, keep these tips in mind. Select trees that are zone hardy for where you plan to plant. Avoid planting trees that produce slip hazards, like fruits and nuts close to sidewalks. And don't plant large trees near or under utility lines. To learn more about the November tree planting, contact an ISA-certified arborist near you by going to trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. When you're a basketball player with the nickname The Sniper, you'd better be pretty good at shooting three-pointers. John Mobley Jr., or Junie for short's pretty dang good at that. Mobley, a Central Ohio native, is in his first year at the Ohio State University in Columbus. Junie committed to the Buckeyes back in 2022. He was a three-star commitment in the class of 2024 out of Wasatch Academy in Utah. Junie was born and raised in Reynoldsburg, but moved out to Las Vegas to attend Bishop Gorman High School before eventually moving to Utah for his senior year of high school. Adam Jardy covers the Ohio State men's basketball team for the Columbus Dispatch, and I asked Adam what that was like for Mobley to go from Columbus to Las Vegas to Utah, then back to Central Ohio.
It's wild. So it's hard to remember sometimes, but we did go through this thing called COVID a couple years ago, and the family was worried that Ohio was not going to have high school basketball, that everything was going to be shut down for the year. And so preemptively, they decided to move out to Las Vegas and play out there. And then, ironically, basketball got canceled out there, but they were already like settled and stuff. So they stayed out there for that freshman year. And then he played his sophomore and his junior year, which is when he really kind of burst onto the national scene. And then after 2 years, just through some mutual connections with people, decided to transfer to Wasatch Academy out in Utah there for his senior season, which plays like a national travel type of schedule in a really well-regarded national league. So that's how you end up from Reynoldsburg, but then playing in Las Vegas and then playing in Utah and then coming back to Columbus.
Adam adds that the interest between Ohio State and Junie Mobley was mutual.
Pretty much as soon as he got on Ohio State's radar, they really prioritized him. And it's interesting because obviously there's been a coaching change since when they started recruiting him, when they signed him, and now when he is playing for Ohio State. But Jake Diebler was his primary recruiter under Chris Holtmann at the time. And there was a lot to really like about his game. And also, you know, I think this has remained true even during the coaching change for Ohio State. Like, they've really prioritized guys who, like, Ohio State really matters to them. And, you know, John has talked multiple times throughout his recruitment and since he got to Ohio State that, like, this was his dream school. He always wanted to play for Ohio State. And it was pretty clear early on, once they saw how talented he was and he was on their radar, this was a guy that wanted to play for Ohio State. And so they prioritized him pretty quickly to the point where they got a commitment. And Now you have a hometown kid, and it's really fun for me as a writer, like getting to know him and getting to know his story. I've found that there's not a kid, or there's not a, like a basketball person in Central Ohio who's been around for the last 10, 15 years who doesn't have a John Mobley story. Everybody knows this guy. And so, it's been really neat to see that come full circle and see him now as a Buckeye having some early season success.
My thanks to Adam Jardy. Be sure to read his stuff on the Ohio State men's and women's basketball teams in the Columbus Dispatch. You can also follow him on social media at Adam Jardy. I'm Eric Reeser for the Ohio Education Association, tonight in High School Hoops.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Leuchart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, Nate certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Leuchart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at leuchartheating.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Getting ready to start the third quarter here at Newark with the hometown Lady Wildcats leading Lancaster 35-21 in this OCC Buckeye tilt. Cats outscoring Lancaster 17-5 in the second quarter to expand a two-point lead to what it is now at 14. And Newark gets the ball to start this third quarter, going left to right. Callie Geller along with Addie Hall, Emma Quackenbush, Megan Harrett, and a layup up and in that time by Addie Hall. And should mention Sam Hall is in the start this third quarter with Eckenrode having the three fouls. But Hall gets it, and now a turnover, and Newark can expand on their lead right now, which is at 13, 37 to 21, 16, I apologize. 7.5 remaining third quarter. Harrett looking inside, her pass is knocked away. Here comes Lancaster. Got to be crisp with your passes tonight with these two defenses. Pune loses it out of bounds. So, three turnovers to start this third quarter. Two by Lancaster. Geller looks for the play call from Coach Bertel. She gets it. Off it goes to Hall. She'll drive left baseline. She's double team, looking inside. No one's there. Harrod has it now back up top. And she'll hand it off to Geller, and they'll reset. Right wing, Quackenbush. Looking for a cutter. Nobody is there. Now Hall gets it. Left wing it goes Geller. She'll take it into the paint. Puts it off the glass and in. Nicely done. Callie Geller. She's got eight. 18-point margin now for Newark. 39-21. Stedman, who had 9 points in that first half, off to Chevalier, who had six. They were the top scorers for Lancaster. Shot is no good. Rebound by Geller. Newark trying to blow it open right now. Baseline three, bullseye for Addie Hall. She's got five in this third quarter, and it's a 21-point lead as Newark has doubled up Lancaster, 42-21. Stedman, off it goes to Harper. Chevalier a three, no good. Rebound inside by Stoughton, and her pass is stolen away by Geller. Long outlet pass to Hall. It's one-on-one. Addie takes it up and in for two. Timeout, Lancaster. Cats come out firing on all cylinders in the third quarter. 44-21, you're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
This time of year, Santa's everywhere. Saturday, December 7th from 9 until 10:30, he'll be at the Pataskala Oaks Care Center. And you, your child, or your favorite young person can join him for breakfast. Enjoy a continental breakfast, printed photo with Santa, cookie decorating, and more. Lots of sticky, delicious fun. Tickets are just $10 per child. Questions? Drop an email to activities@pataskalaoaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Make a new holiday memory with us.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
9-0 run by Newark to start this third quarter. And the 14-point lead at the break has ballooned to 23 at 44-21 with 5:58 remaining third quarter. Should also mention, joining Coach Pertel along the Newark sideline, Hall of Famer, six-time state champion, Dave Butcher from Pickerington fame. Of course, started when Pickerington just had one school, and boy, what a program he put together. And got to the state championship game 10 times between Pitt Central and Pitt North. And he has been a right-hand man with Coach Pertel since the last few years at Reynoldsburg and was on that 2022 state championship ball club. But Coach Butcher and Coach Pertel, a lot of experience and a lot of ways to win along that sideline for Newark. Missed shot by Lancaster. Here comes Quackenbush to the left. She'll take it up hard. She got hammered, but she will go to the line for two. Emma saw a good opening on the left elbow there and took it into the paint hard, and she'll go to the line for two foul shots. Addie Hall with 13 leading the way for Newark, and they're saying that is out of bounds. I don't know how they said she wasn't shooting the basketball, but nevertheless, Cats will inbound it. Quackenbush thought about the three. Now she'll swing it back up to Geller. She absolutely was in shooting range when she got hammered. Geller looking inside to Harrett. Pass knocked away. Couple players trip. Out of bounds. It should stay Wildcat basketball, and it does. 5:20 remaining. Third quarter. Newark up comfortably, 44-21. Quackenbush baseline out of bounds. In it goes to Geller. Back to Quackenbush. Right baseline. Geller has it up top. Swings it over to Hull. Up top, Geller. Geller keeps her dribble. Now it's Harrett, right wing, outside the three-point arc, looking inside to Hull. She really wanted it. Hull has it now, outside the arc. Good patience here by Newark. Hull looking to take it in. She's cut off. Harrett, right wing, and she loses it. And a turnover to Lancaster. That was a good possession going, but Megan just wasn't able to hold on to the basketball. Emma gets her third block. Emma Quackenbush doing it on the defensive side tonight. Three blocks. She'll swing it. And here's a three on the way. Good again. Addie Hall. She is feeling it. She's got 10 in just this third quarter. 16 for the game. 47-21 Newark. Good pressure at the front court. Here's Stedman. She was red hot in the first quarter and has cooled off significantly. And she misses a layup, and then Hall went to the floor on the rebound. They'll call her for a travel. Can't get upset with that, though. That's good hustle by Addie. 4:06 remains third quarter. All Newark. 47-21. Lancaster yet to score. Deep three on the way off the back iron. It'll hit the back, and it will be a turnover to Newark. It is a 12-0 quarter right now for Newark. Defense coming to play. Offense lighting it up. Addie Hall lighting it up. Geller. Off it goes to Hall. Hall looking inside, nothing there. Here's Geller. She's got the paint open. She'll take it up strong. Puts it nicely off the glass and in for two. Geller just lets the game come to her. Does not force anything. She's got 10. And it's 49-21. Here's a three on the way, and it is short by Lancaster. Ball on the ground. Who's going to get it? Ladies and gentlemen, how about an alternate possession? Lancaster gets this one. That's got to be 8 or 9, I think. Eckenrode will make her first appearance in this third quarter as Harrit and Hall will take a break. Angelis also in for Newark. So it's Angelis, Quackenbush, Eckenrode, Geller, and Hall. Stedman to Chevalier along the left wing. She'll look to take it in. She's cut off. Here's a long three, and it's an air ball. Ball on the ground and controlled nicely by Geller. She'll get it off to Quackenbush. Baseball pass to Hall. Hall will reset. 3 minutes in, remaining in this third quarter. Lancaster yet to score. Now down by 28, 49-21. Geller out near the timeline. Newark can be patient here. Totally dominating this third quarter. Callie always keeping her dribble. She still has it. Now she'll take it into the right paint. Stop, pop, hit. This is too easy. She's having her way right now with the Lancaster defense. 30-point lead at 2.5 to play, third quarter. Baseball pass knocked around, but Allen is able to get it for Lancaster. Nice pass inside, and they finally score. It's Molly Stedman. She's now in double figures. But that is their first point after a 16-0 blitz by Newark in this third quarter. 51-23. Cats want to finish strong here as we are just over 2 minutes to play third quarter. Geller, again, keeps her dribble. She's forcing Lancaster to come for a double team. They do. Angeles gets it. Now she gets a double team. In trouble, knocked away. Geller gets it, but we are going to have a timeout called by Coach Pertel as he saw trouble brewing there, and he calls the timeout. Again, our next game will be this coming Friday. The Cats stay right here. They will entertain the Cruisers of Groveport. Pre-game at 7:15 and live tip-off approximately 7:30 right here on Kate 98.7. And if you got nothing to do on Saturday, both they and the boys will have a doubleheader against another arch rival, that being the Blue Devils of Zanesville. You can come out to the Jimmy and Root, both ball clubs on as Zanesville comes to town. The Lady Blue Devils have 3 games this week, yet to win on the season so far, but they have a busy, busy week after Thanksgiving, which hopefully all of you had a very happy and healthy and safe Thanksgiving. Newark will inbound it. In it goes to Eckenrode, who's wide open for a three. Can't leave her open. She comes right off the bench and drills a trifecta. She now has 13, and it's a 31-point lead. And we're going to have a foul on Angelis. Looked like Stedman may have pushed off with the elbow, but they're going to call Issa with the foul, and that'll be her fourth. Lancaster will inbound. Now they're going to say that's going to be her third. At least that's what the scores table told the Newark bench. So she'll stay in with three. Stedman, top of the key, takes it into the elbow, takes it in hard, and she is fouled by Elena Hahn, who has checked in. And Stedman will go to the line to shoot a couple. She is the top scorer for Lancaster with 11. 54-23, Newark by 31 with a minute 29 remaining, third quarter. Stedman's first foul shot is good. She has all the points in this quarter for Lancaster, which now after she makes the second foul shot, only 4. And a foul on the inbound on Allen as she was trying to cover Callie Geller. Team fouls in this quarter, each with 2. Seeing her first action is Carolina Crowell is in for Lancaster. Chevalier will take a seat. And it goes to Callie Geller in the backcourt for Newark. Up by 29, 54-25. Geller across the timeline. Over it goes to Quackenbush. Right wing. Now top of the key. Takes it into the paint. Over to Angelis. Issa keeps her dribble. Now she's got pressure and a body check by Corral. And it will be a kind of a not needed foul at that point. Nothing was going on for Newark, but foul is called. 102 remains third quarter. Newark 54, Lancaster 25. Under a minute to play. Geller in the backcourt now brings it across the timeline. Here comes a double team. She dribbles out of it. Keeps her dribble now. Over it goes to Hahn. Quackenbush fires a three off the back iron. No good. And the rebound by Crowell. And Eckenrode comes right in and steals it. And it goes to Angelis. Great hustle by Leah. She read that. And now she gets the pass inside from Quackenbush. Puts it off the glass for two. That was pretty basketball. Again, defense to offense. Stedman takes it in. Puts it off the glass. No good. And knocked from behind. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Lancaster finally does. That's Nagel. Bounce pass inside to Allen. Now here's Stedman for a three. Around no good. Quackenbush battles two Dales inside. And they're going to call a push, I think, on Geller with just 11 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Yep. So it'll be a baseline out of bounds. And checking in for Newark is Naomi Adesop. Geller will take a seat. Stedman will inbound it. She'll swing it. Here's a three on the way. Short. Loose ball. Allen gets it. Eckenrode knocks it away again. She's got quick hands. 6 seconds remain. Third quarter. Corner inbound for Lancaster. Stedman will do the honors. Eckenrode on her. Looking to go inside. Nothing there. She'll have to swing it out to Nagel. Nagel push off. No call. Down to 1 second left. I don't think she's going to get a shot off. She doesn't. Good third quarter by Newark. Very impressive. Up by 31, 56-25. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Licking County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
We head to the fourth quarter, 56-25, Newark on top by 31. The last two quarters, Newark has outscored Lancaster 38-9. This game was 18-16 after one quarter. But Newark doing it on both sides, offensively and defensively. Geller brings it across the timeline. Off it goes to Elena Hall. She's had a monster game. Harrod has it with outside the arc. Now to Hall, right wing. Callie swings it to Eckenrode. Hall has it left wing outside the arc. Again, Newark showing some patience here, as they should, up by 31. Geller, nice move without the basketball. Now to Eckenrode. Leah takes it in up top. Harrod. Harrod dribbles left wing. She's cut off. Here's Hall for a three. Bullseye! Oh, Addie Hall. Have yourself a night. I've got her with three threes. And the shot is up and good that time by Lily Stoughton. She's now got six. And unofficially, I've got Addie with 19. 59-27, Newark by 32, under 7 to play in the ballgame. Quackenbush takes it into the paint. Cut off, back up top Hall. If they can shoot the ball like this with so many weapons, watch out. It's early, but they're looking good tonight. Geller, bounce pass, left elbow. It's Eckenrode. She'll take it into the paint. Haynes, shoot, no good. Gets her own offensive rebound. She's hammered, no call. And Lancaster gets the ball. Ripped across the arm. I don't know how they missed that one. Pugh, who has been almost non-existent for Lancaster. She has 1 point after double figures in their first two games. Roby inside. Now she'll find Crowd. Blocked by Eckenrode. Who else? She tries to throw it off Leah, and Leah right there, and she steals it. Here's Hall across the timeline. Addie gives it off to Geller, and they'll set it up. 59-27, 5:52 remains in this ballgame. Geller way out front. Again, we'll run the offense and take her time. Quackenbush, right wing, gets a pit from Eckenrode. Off it goes to Hall. Up top, it's Harrit. Now to Geller. Coach calling out the movement. Geller again keeps her dribble so nicely. Now she'll take it into the paint, and Coach wants to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. All Newark, 59-27. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
Well, the layoff didn't seem to bother the Newark Lady Wildcats. Haven't played since November 22nd, when that opening season win took place here against Grove City, 48-42. 10 days later, they're looking really good, taking care of rival Lancaster 59-27 with 5.5 to play in this fourth quarter. Brian Mays with you from Gary Walters Court. Geller with it. Takes it to Quackenbush, right wing. Back up top, Geller. Kelly spins away. Back to Quackenbush, right wing. She'll swing it across to Hall. Now up top, Geller. Good ball movement, and here's Quackenbush, a three, gains, and another one. Emma's second three of the night. She's up to 8 points, and the lead is at 35, 62-27. Emma having an all-around good game, three block shots as well, and Hall knocks it away. Their interior defense has just been solid against Lancaster. Gales with a lot of cuts to the basket, but nothing's opening, and they've had a lot of shots returned to sender. Quackenbush, can she hit two in a row? She sure can! Nothing but net for Emma there. Back-to-back trays, and it's 65-27. And Dad says that looks pretty good as he walks to the sideline there. Shot up and in, a chance for a three-point play by Lily Stoughton. She has 4 points in this fourth quarter. So she will go to the line for a chance for a three-point play. And looks like Coach Miller is going to send in some substitutions, some folks off the bench. Could be waving the white flag here, down 65-29. And when you did hit 35 points in high school basketball, you do have a running clock, as it is in football, with a 30-point margin. So the clock is running here, despite being at the line for one. Stoughton does hit it, and she now has 9 points. 65-30. And looks like we're going to have multiple subs for both ball clubs. And we'll get who Newark will bring in here. Quackenbush, Harrett, Geller, and Hall all taking a seat. So you've got Eckenrode, Adesope, Sam Hall, Isla Angeles, and Elena Hahn in for Newark. Adesope with it. Off it goes to Angeles. Angeles now to Eckenrode. Here's Adesope. She's open for a three. Short and controlled by Lancaster here with under three to play, and Newark up 65-30. And the pass falls out of bounds, and it will be over to Newark with 2:43 remaining. Game two, not going to find much wrong with this one. It was a struggle in the first quarter. Both teams really battling hard, playing really great defense. But then Newark just turning it on and exploding for this, which should be over a 30-point victory with 2:22 to go. Adesope has it. Off it goes to Sam Hall. Hall to Eckenrode. Leah, top of the key. Now Angeles has it on the left wing with 2 minutes now to play. Hahn has it. Elena looking inside. Nothing there. Up top, Adesope. Naomi keeps her dribble. Now back to Eckenrode. She's always thinking, shoot, why not? But her pass that time is intercepted. And coming down for Lancaster, a couple players from the JV team, and the shot is no good. And loose ball, it's controlled by Lancaster. That's Crowell. And what do we got? We got a travel. Travel with 90 seconds to play. So Newark starts off 2-0 with victories over Grove City, and now this lead matchup with Lancaster, 65-30. Hahn, up top, Adesope. Now here's Eckenrode, looking inside, and another turnover. Here comes Lancaster, and they will lay it up and in, and that basket is by Misha Fossey, who was on the JV team, and she gets 2 points tonight. 65-32, Newark. Adesope over to Eckenrode as we're down to 45 seconds. Eckenrode back to Adesope, top of the key. Right wing, she loses the handle, but Sam Hall's right there. Hall takes it in strong, shot is blocked. Angeles has it. Back up top, Adesope. Naomi takes it in strong, puts it off the glass and in. Nice shot by Naomi. She's in the scoring column, and it's 67-32 with 20 seconds remaining. Lancaster has the ball. Here is a deep three, and it is short and saved. And another block by Eckenrode. I believe that's her third. And we're down to 5 seconds left, and she will dribble it out. And an impressive, dominating, all-around superb effort tonight by the Newark Wildcats. They are victorious over the Lancaster Gales, 67-32. We'll wrap it up after this timeout. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
This time of year, Santa's everywhere. Saturday, December 7th from 9 until 10:30, he'll be at the Pataskala Oaks Care Center. And you, your child, or your favorite young person can join him for breakfast. Enjoy a continental breakfast, printed photo with Santa, cookie decorating, and more. Lots of sticky, delicious fun. Tickets are just $10 per child. Questions? Drop an email to activities@pataskalaoaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Make a new holiday memory with us.
I'm Levi Boyd, your local banker with the Home Loan Savings Bank. I wanted to take a moment to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Home Loan Savings Bank has been celebrating the holidays with people just like you for over 100 years, and we look forward to serving your family for generations to come. Thank you for sharing your stories and your year with us here at the Home Loan Savings Bank. We'll continue to be your banking partner through thick and thin. Remember, at the Home Loan Savings Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Krager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189, and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Krager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Outstanding performance here at home tonight by the Newark Lady Wildcats, defeating Lancaster in OCC Buckeye action to move to 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in league play with a 67-32 no doubter. You wouldn't have thought that after the first quarter. It was 18-16, Newark by two, but then 35-21 at the breaks, 56-25 after three, and then the final of 67-32. So Lancaster gets 16 in the first quarter, 16 for the remainder of the three periods. So what a performance tonight. Leading the way, Addie Hall. She had an outstanding third quarter with 10 points. She finishes with 19. Callie Geller, a very smooth 12. Leah Eckenrode with 15 and Emma Quackenbush with 11. Then 3 points each for Elena Hahn and Issa Andelais and Megan Herrett, Naomi Adesop, each with 2 points apiece. So just a real strong game defensively, offensively, and you were kind of wondering, with the foul trouble, how would that really come into play? It didn't, as Newark had several players with two fouls in that first half, but they just continued to pour on the defense, led to several layups, several deflected passes, and I, to my count, have at least 7 blocked shots by the Newark defense, which really, really got it done defensively. And Kai Pugh, again, who had double figures in the first two games for Lancaster, she finishes with just 1 point. They did have Molly Stedman in double figures. She finished with 13, but that was it for Lancaster. The Gales fall to 1-2, and again, Newark moves to 2-0. They'll try to make it unbeaten after three contests coming up this Friday at home when they take on the Groveport Cruisers. We'll have it for you right here on Kate 98.7 with the pregame at approximately 7:15 and the tip-off at 7:30. Hopefully you can join us then. Thanks to CJ back at the station doing a great job tonight for our season opener. We hope you enjoyed it and will join us this coming Friday as well. Again, your final from the Jimmy. Newark 67, Lancaster 32. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.